You mentioned a kasha earlier that how could it be that it's mutter to make a sukkah out of your house? Lamash, in the case of Bayi Shenifchas, you turn your house into a sukkah, l'char every house is right to be metame betumas negayim. And that means that every schach that you put, whether it's kedula karka or anything else, is right to be mekabel tumas negayim and should be pasul to be used as schach. That's a kasha on how you can make your house into a sukkah. And we mentioned the teretz. I wanted to answer this. He said from Rav Chaim that he writes in his Chidushim and Nida and Daf Nun Tes that there's a chilik between tumas nagayim and other tumas. Other tumas, mace, v'chule, is the pshat that the dover is mekabel tumah. If you touch a mace, you're mekabel tumah from the mace, and that's possible for schach. When it comes to tumas nagayim, it's not the pshat that the bias is mekabel tumah from the nega, but the pshat is that the bias becomes the sheretz itself. The bias becomes the source of the tumah. The whole bias becomes a nega and is the source of the tumah, not a mekabel tumah. So it's only possible. So if you that, you could say schach is only possible if it's a mekabel tumah, if it receives tumah for something else. But if it itself is the tumah, perhaps that does not go into the psul of davar ha-mekabel tumah. That's what I wanted to say to answer this kasha. And I mentioned then that there's a kasha on this yisayit from a gemara later on. That gemara is today's daf, dafi beis and beis, which is the chayav beferish stira to this yisayit from Reb Chaim, or at least the way I want to use it, because the gemara says that sichacha ba'anitzei pishton is possible. If you're misakich to use anitzei pishton, pieces of pishton is possible. Zakt Rashi, why? Because it's right to be mitame betumas negayim. It's right to be get a nega and be mitame, and therefore it's mekabel tumah and it's possible l'schach. L'chay, you see clearly from Rashi that tumas negayim is also considered a davar ha-mekabel tumah. Not like I'm saying that it's the tumah itself, but it's a mekabel tumah, and therefore it's possible for sikach. That is l'chay raya, not like Reb Chaim, or at least not like the way I want to use Reb Chaim to apply to schach of a sukkah. It's true, there are other Rishonim who argue on Rashi, but at least if you Rashi, that l'chay would be a kasha in Reb Chaim. So the truth is, if you look over here in the Kedusha of Chaim al-Hashas, Reb Chaim himself, Bavarns this kasha, he's bothered with it and he answers it. He's not coming to use his yisayit to answer schach like I was, he's coming to say a different part, but at the end of the day, I think what he says would help out for what I'm saying as well. And he says the following yisayit. He says that even though he wanted to say that when it comes to tumas negav abayis, it's not a mekabel tumah, but it becomes the tumah itself, like the sheretz itself. But tumas begadim is different. Tumas begadim, there are really two dinim. On the one hand, it becomes the sheretz itself, like a bayis. The whole beggar becomes a cheftza of a sheretz. But in addition, there's an aspect, an element of kabbalas tumah as well. It's mekabel tumah from that sheretz that it was. What's his raya? So he brings a gemalik raya, because the halach is, if you have a beggar with a nega, even after you get rid of the nega, let's say you're mechabes it, you wash it, and the nega goes away, you still have to be tivel the beggar, but mayim, to be metire. So he says, if the whole vart is that it is the tum itself, well, now that the tum is gone, there's no sheretz over here, there's no nega, then l'char should be tar. There should be no need to put in the mikvah. If you're putting in the mikvah, even after the nega is gone, behechach that the beged was mekabel tumah from the nega. So that means that there are really two dinim. Number one, it becomes the sheretz itself. Number two, it's also mekabel tumah from that nega. That tumah remains later on, and that's why it would be pasul eschach, because it's taka mekabel tumah. Meshenkin a bias, which is the tum itself, and not a mekabel tumah. That taka, after you could say, like I'm saying, that would be not a problem of being misakech b'davar mekabel tumah. That's the gemalik yisayid of Reb Chaim over here. Now, there's a Yiddu, like a story about Rav Rudiman. Zatzal, when Rav Rudiman was in the Slobodka yeshiva during World War I, the yeshiva had to run away from Slobodka, and they went to different places. And one of the cities they went to was Minsk. Now, when he was in Minsk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik also happened to be in Minsk, and he had the schus to speak and learning with Reb Chaim. And the way the story goes is that he was so nisval from Rav Rudiman and his Iluyishkeit that he told the gevirim in the city to give extra money to Rav Rudiman to help him learn more than everyone else gets, because he feels that he's going to become a future gadol. And the way Rav Rudiman used to say over this story is that every bacher then got a piece of black bread with a very thin shmir of butter, a very thin slice of butter, and Rav Rudiman, because Reb Chaim wasn't small from him and the gevirim helped him out more, he got a thicker shmir of butter. He got a little bit more butter on his bread. That was the gevaldik extra parnasa that he got because of his iluyishkeit. So that's the way the maisa goes. But I once heard from Rav Nachman Kleinzatzal that he said over, he heard from Rav Rudiman that what was it that he was discussing with Reb Chaim, what was the nidan that they were talking about. It was mamash, this is said for Reb Chaim about maisa menuga, whether it's a mekabel tumah or the tumah itself, and the chiluk between a baisa menuga and a begad menuga. The one of them is the cheftz of the tumah itself, one of them is the tumah and the mekabel tumah, like we just said over from Reb Chaim. And it could be that he said that Rav Rudiman actually asked him the kasha from this gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yud Beis. I don't remember if that is true or not, but they definitely, this was the Reb Chaim that they discussed, and this one is what merited Rav Rudiman and being mekabel an extra shmir of butter on his bread. And al kapanim, this could be a yishuv to be miyashuv that Reb Chaim we mentioned earlier to answer Bais HaMenuga from our sugya over here in Daf Yud Beis.